So let's do the same questions in English. 1, 2, 3.
I would like to ask about the forgiveness. How can I be forgiven? Forgiving.
Forgiveness. Forgiveness comes by purity of heart, and it's the quality of a Brahman. The characteristic of a Brahman is forgiveness, one of the chief characteristics, and especially a Vaishnava Brahmana. So if we chant Hare Krishna nicely, then that will naturally be a trait, a characteristic of ours, that we're forgiving. And forgiveness, the defect of not forgiving is that is pride. It's because we think that we're someone, and that therefore someone can commit something against us. And then, of course, bodily conception of life further contributes to that feeling of being hurt or injured. Whereas we see, you know, religions, great souls are known by their forgiving anyone for whatever they commit against them. Hari Das Thakur never took the activities of the people who beat him in marketplaces seriously. And over and beyond that, you see that who's the doer? When Parikshit Maharaj saw Kali had came upon the scene, saw that Kali was beating the bull, then and he asked, and that's what it was about. He says, who's doing this? And it was obvious who was doing it, because Kali was standing there with a stick in his hand. But Dharma just replied that this is my karma, this is my fate. So also, not really understanding that nothing happens to us by accident. Either things happen to us as a result of our own past deeds, and to just think that some person is himself the instigator is wrong. Someone may be the instrument of fate, but ultimately, fate is the doer. So, Govinda Maharaj, he often gives the example that he once went to his Srila Prabhupada's godbrother, V.R. Sridhar Maharaj, and because ISKCON had a misunderstanding, or there was some friction between the societies, and he went there to ask for forgiveness. And Sridhar Maharaj, he said, you don't have to ask for forgiveness for offenses, because for any Vaishnava pride, because I'm not a Vaishnava. And he said, you can only do Vaishnava pride against the Vaishnava. And he said, every day I pray to the dogs of Navadvip, because he was living in Navadvip. Every day I pray to the dogs of Navadvip to become a Vaishnava. So that's a very beautiful sentiment. Sentiment is one thing, to actually really believe it and think it, that's even nicer, that a person thinks like that, that I'm no one. So if you're no one, then it's hard for anyone to do you injustice, then it's very easy to be forgiven. So if I'm no one, then how can I get offended? And then what is even the question of needing to forgive someone? Anyway, that's the ideal. Okay, Madhupati, you had another question?
Yes. In my service as an ombudsman, I sometimes have to hear stories, versions of stories that actually stretch my faith. And sometimes I feel my faith is too thin and may snap. So how can I avoid that? Because I really want to keep on and soldier on.
Faith is something that you can't replace with anything else. So if sometimes someone's in a situation like that where you think that this is a little too much for me, then you may have to pass on such an ombuds case to someone else who maybe is not, will be able to handle it better. And that's one of the things of being an ombudsman, is you really have to be unaffected by what you hear, because you're in a neutral role. And you're just trying to facilitate the meeting of minds, and also communicating from the individual. Of course, ombudsman means actually just to communicate from the individuals to the institution, without necessarily making any type of judgment. Faith means that, or at least losing faith means that, I fully accept everything that's been said, which may or may not be true. That requires more than ombudsman. That requires a judiciary, or it requires a mediation, which is not the business of the ombudsman. Ombudsman is just sort of communicating. And so if... But communicating what someone perceives, or someone's particular complaint, which is always one side of the story. But in any case, when something's too much, then you sort of may have to pass it on to someone else who's not so tried by such a situation. And then, Bhavi Kanta, you had a question?
So, yeah, when I was doing Sankirtan, I think that it's a very joyful, very blissful pastime to try to save the foreign souls and us, myself as well. And Lord Chaitanya himself enjoyed this pastime. And once in a Srimad Bhagavatam class, I heard Krishna creates the material world for his cause, to enjoy this ecstatic and pastime to save the fallen souls.
Mm.
But from another source, I heard, no, it's not true. Krishna never wants to play with us. So what is the truth?
Yeah, both of them are true. Krishna's not playing with us because he didn't make us fall down. He didn't make us fall down just so that he could deliver us. We have our own free choice by which, we lose our right for being in the spiritual world. But if he didn't create the material world, then we would end up living forever in either the Brahmajyoti or Mahavishnu's body, and then we wouldn't have any room for deliverance. So, yeah, Krishna enjoys, in fact, that's one of his outstanding characteristics, is being Patita Pavana, savior of the fallen. He's saving fallen souls the conditioned souls who've come into this material world. So he creates the material world so he can also enjoy that pastime. But also so that the living entities who are already in a fallen state, that they can, Brahmajyoti means fallen state. Inside Mahavishnu's body means fallen state. So that they can actually enjoy, be liberated. And so both of those things are right, but they have to be taken in context. Krishna's not playing with us. We're the ones who are playing with fire, that's why we're here. Well, now Krishna is creating the world to give us a chance, to give us opportunity. And that's his kindness. That's Krishna's kindness. Someone else, any last anything on that? Is that okay? You understand that? Anyone else? Any last question?